May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is from Isaiah chapter 6. I just want to give you kind of a devotional word. Hopefully it'll be an encouragement to you. It was to me. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted. According to John chapter 12, verse 41, this is Isaiah had a vision of Jesus. This is Jesus he sees. He says, again, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple. Seraphim stood above him, each having six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called out to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. The word holy, as you know, is the word we get sanctified, set apart. Another word would be other, that he is just so other. And I don't know about you, but there are times in my life when I need to be reminded that he's other. Amen. He's totally unique, because I need somebody unique and other in my life at certain times dealing with issues. But it says in the, let me just read this to you in case you don't think I'm telling you the truth, which I know you would never feel that way. In John chapter 12, verse 41, and it says, these things Isaiah said because he saw his, Jesus' glory, and he spoke of him. And so the description in John of this encounter that Isaiah has with Jesus is that it says he saw his glory. Now it's important to understand that he needed to see the glory of God, because this first starts off with something really important, the context of what this happened in. It says, in the year of King Uzziah's death. Now Uzziah became king when he was 16 years old, and he remained king for 52 years. That's a long time. So think about having a president for 52 years, any president. The kind of impact it would have on a culture, you'd have a couple of generations, one generation for sure, that's all they would know. And he had been king for 52 years, and for 42 of those years, he was a really good king. And Judah prospered more under him than any other king at the time. But after 42 years of reign, he got full of pride and decided he would offer incense in the temple, but at the altar of incense. And when he did, and the high priest saw it, he brought 80 priests with him to stop Uzziah, because that was not what he was supposed to be doing. And they rebuked him and told him, you're not supposed to be, this is the work of priests, not you. And when that occurred, there was like a breach in the walls. There was a break, a crack, like, and the light shone through and it hit his face. And from that point forward, he had leprosy. And the leprosy got to a point where they had to put him in a separate place because lepers were unclean. And so you had really two different people served as king the last 10 years of his life, though he was officially, technically, still the king. And he spent those last years in a separated house, and they weren't good years. And so you have all of Israel, one, they've gone through 42 years of this guy being a great king, the last 10 years of him being separated as a leper, and all that was a strange time for them. But in the year that he died, which would have been a great shift, again, it was very, very much like, but accelerated much more, when FDR died. FDR had served as president through our roughest times for 12 years, and when he died, it was a shock to our nation. People did not know what to do and didn't know how they were going to end up being, because World War II was still going on. And we can look back at FDR's presidency and say we don't like his economic stuff now, but back then he brought them out of depression, led them through a war, and now he just dies. Now this guy has been king for 52 years, and he didn't die well, but he did die. And so I can only imagine the confusion among the normal people of Israel or normal people of Judah. The king, the only one they have known, died, and he didn't finish well, and he died. And in the midst of that, the Holy Spirit makes it really clear that's an important part of the context. And in the midst of that context, it says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord on a throne, lofty and exalted, with his train of his robe filling the temple. And again, it says in John, what he saw was the glory of God. So I just wanted to show you a couple of things, because as I mentioned earlier, there are just some things, times when I need to know clearly that he's other, especially in times of pain and fear and confusion, like these people were going through. He had been Uzziah had been a hero to Isaiah. And for even him personally, to watch how he ended, how he finished, and his reign was no longer there, and then to see how he finished, it never got straightened out. Just the personal confusion that he went through. And yet it was in that context that it says that he saw the glory of the Lord. And he saw the glory of the Lord on two levels that I can see here. One, he saw him sitting on a throne high and lifted up, a throne that was lofty and exalted, and his train filled the temple. The fact that he was sitting, he wasn't walking back and forth, wringing his hands in anxiety and fear. He was resting in a place of authority. And one of the things I believe that Isaiah was reminded of, the glory of the God was, is that even though things on the earth were very confusing and difficult and painful, and didn't end very well in terms of this one person he had known as king, there was someone who's still sitting on the throne, who's at total peace and in absolute control. He's just other. And when it seems like everything around you is out of control and very confusing and very fearful, it is so important. Just like Revelation chapter 4, when he invited John to come up here and he saw Jesus again sitting on his throne high and lifted up, to be reminded that there is one, even in this fallen world, who is Lord. And he's not panicking, and he's not afraid, and he's not confused. He is ruling, and he is reigning. He is other. When everybody else may be scattering in confusion and fear, he's other. Amen? The second thing that ministers to me, in a really, again, devotional way, is that the seraphim stood above him, each having his wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, with two he flew. He called out to one another, holy, 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 other, other, other. Then it says this, the whole earth is full of his glory. Now the scripture makes it really clear, like in the temptation of Christ in Luke 4, the devil told Jesus that if you'll fall down and worship me, all these kingdoms I'll give to you because they've been handed over to me. And yet, the scripture makes it really clear that even in that context, he still sits on a throne high and lifted up, and he rules and reigns, working all things after the counsel of his will. Not causing all things, but causing all things to work together for good. I don't understand all that. The older I've gotten, I don't have to understand all of it. I just worship him for it. And in a world where the enemy seems to have a lot of authority because it's been handed over to him through man's permission in the garden, it says the whole earth is full of his glory. And when Isaiah saw his glory, he saw the glory of one sitting high and lifted up, but also he saw one that even in the midst of darkness, you can find his glory. Do you understand what I'm saying? His whole earth is peppered with his glory. And even in the darkest moments, even in the most confusing times, even in the scariest days, he is going to bring forth his glory out of that place. No matter how dark it is, the whole earth is impregnated with his glory. And his glory will manifest itself. So let me just give you a couple of simple answers. If you're going through those dark days, like the year that King Uzziah died, I don't know if your King Uzziah just died recently, whatever that might look like, circumstance, situation, relationship, there's one who's sitting on the throne, who's high and lifted up, who knows exactly what he's doing, and he's in control, not fallen man, not that situation, not the economy of this government. He's other. He's an authority, and he's at peace about it all. That's what Scripture says, my peace I give unto you. This is the kind of peace he has. He has a totally different perspective from up here than what we see on the ground. And the second thing is glory will come out of it. It is impregnated with his glory, even if all you can see is darkness. If you'll just trust the one who's high and lifted up and ruling, he will bring glory out of that place. Because he's other. He's other. Just turn your head off and let your heart sing and see the glory of God. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.